This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tremaine Edmonds coming away with it. The ball was tipped, but a critical mistake by Richardson. Williams now looking deep for Adunze. He's got it to the 35. That's the big play Bears fans have been looking for.
Oh, yeah. The Bears got that out of Caleb Williams last year, huh? To Rome Adunze. Didn't exactly go the Bears' way last year. The head coach got fired. The offense was a disaster. And, of course, everybody remembers the Hail Mary and Tyreek Stevenson. But I guess there was enough signs pointing north that Ben Johnson, Boy Wonder Ben, wanted that job. Now, a book that has come out called American Kings, A Biography of the Quarterback. According to Seth Wickersham, of ESPN, an author. Caleb Williams' father, Washington, D.C.'s Carl Williams, said, quote, "Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die." The headline of the story is Caleb Williams was so concerned about being picked by the Bears in 2024 that he and his family weighed circumventing the entire NFL draft, consulting with lawyers to figure out a way around the league's CBA while considering signing with the United Football League. This book coming out, again, American Kings, A Biography of the Quarterback. Apparently, Caleb Williams wondered aloud to confidants, quote, "Do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it with Waldron," meaning Shane Waldron, who was hired as the offensive coordinator and then fired in less than a year. I wonder what Caleb Williams really knew about Shane Waldron. I mean, this is a guy who was coordinating an offense for the Seattle Seahawks that was somewhat successful with Geno Smith. This was a guy that was in the Sean McVay wheelhouse, or maybe not wheelhouse, but in the Sean McVay fraternity. I wonder what he actually knew. I don't know what he knew, and obviously it didn't work. But apparently this book, which is coming out in September, talks about what it takes to be a quarterback at various levels, high school, college, NFL, whatever, legends in retirement. again, apparently the book is not just about this by any means. Apparently, sit downs with John Elway, Johnny Unitas, or Access, I guess, Warren Moon, members of the Manning family, Steve Young, also Kirk Cousins, Drake May, and the recruitment of Arch Manning, on top of that, other things. So, again, Seth Wickersham writes this. And, again, what's going to get the most interest here is that Caleb Williams' father, Carl, supposedly, and Caleb tried to do everything they could to not be drafted by the Chicago Bears. Now, there was reason why you should be skeptical of going to the Bears, right? Again, they have not ever really had a great quarterback situation. Even when they won a Super Bowl, Jim McMahon was far, 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 far from great. We all know that. And quite honestly, there's been a whole lot of blech since then. Jay Cutler, absolutely. Justin Fields. Mitch Trubisky. Right? They have had a long track record of failure in Chicago. Again, Williams' father said, quote, "I don't want my son playing for the Bears," according to the book, Seth Wickersham. And it's titled, again, American Kings, A Biography of the Quarterback. That's what he apparently told several agents in 2024. They were looking for a way around the CBA, meeting with labor lawyers, agents, so on and so forth, whether they could go to the UFL, whether they could go undrafted. He vented about the rookie wage scale, did the father, according to the book, which could lock his son that up for, basically about 8 years. He supposedly calculated hundreds of millions of dollars of lost market value income. The rookie cap, quote unquote, is just unconstitutional. It's the worst about the CBA. He said, quote, "It's the worst piece of I've ever read. It's the worst in sports history." His son met with Kevin O'Connell, the former Redskin offensive coordinator, current Vikings head coach. And apparently they hit it off and they had a great meeting and whatever. And Caleb started thinking about going to the Vikings. And at one point, I guess he told his father, quote, "I need to go to the Vikings." His father said, "Let's do it." Apparently not that worried about the CBA and the rookie salary cap there. But all along, Ryan Poles, the Bears general manager, still the Bears general manager, was telling Williams, I don't know which one, but presumably Caleb, quote, "We're drafting you no matter what." I mean, I know what you people are going to say, that the Bears organization is a mess, and Caleb Williams was a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback and should be able to go and do whatever he wants and make as much money as he can and is entitled to and fair market value. And I'm sorry, I might be old school. I just hate that. Who the hell are you? You're nobody. You've never done it at the NFL level. You've never done it. And as far as daddy, sorry. I don't know. What are your qualifications? Who are you? There's more to this book, but that's going to be the sexy soap opera part. Caleb Williams also complained, I guess apparently in the book, to his dad that nobody taught him what to watch film on. He said he just turns it on and figures it out. Now Ben Johnson, of course, is the head coach. It's going to be a little bit different, you would think, right? My guy Antoine Randall-El is there. I know A-Rel real well. Yes, pun intended there. And I think Caleb Williams is going to be fine. I don't know if he'll ever be great because I didn't think he was great in college. I thought he was very talented, but also flawed. I kept saying that, kept saying that, kept saying that, kept saying that. And everybody told me I was full of crap. Well, we'll see. I mean, can't ask for anything more right now. They've bulked up the interior of their offensive line times three. They got three new starters. They got weapons on the outside. They drafted a tight end in the first round. He's got boy wonder for a head coach. Let's go. I mean, Caleb Williams, if he's as great as everybody thought he was and everybody thinks he should be, and certainly as great as he thinks he is and as great as daddy thinks he is, he should throw for 5,000 yards this year. Hell, while we're at it, let's make it 6,000. The Bears should win 18 games because Caleb Williams is that good. Let's see it. All right, your reaction to that, if you have any. Certainly interesting. All right, let's get to Lou right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey. Hello, Lou.
Holy macaroni. What's up, Chris? Can you hear me?
I got you, Lou. I got you. I always got you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm surprised that you're not talking about the Capitals tonight. You must feel something, man. You must be feeling that, I guess, the broom. Like I said, I know they got lucky winning that one game, but...
Well, let's be honest, okay? This is a front-running sports town for the most part, number one. Number two, they haven't played since Monday. There has never, ever, ever been a lot of consistent clamoring for anything other than the Commanders in terms of preview and look ahead to games around here. There just hasn't been.
Right.
You know, for the Commanders, it's different. But even that is a stretch. By the time you get to Thursday and Friday, you know, people just, you know, they want the game. And then they'll talk about the game. And that'll take 2 or 3 days, and then everybody will kind of quiet down again. So I think it's more the market. As far as the Capitals go, listen, I mean, what do you want me to say? They got to play with their hair on fire. They got to play a lot more intense than they did in Raleigh, where they played half dead. Quite honestly, outside of 20 minutes on Saturday night.
Like my guy Little say, man, shout out to him. I think if he's behind the bench tonight, they might have a chance because it seemed like Carberry, I don't know if he tapped out already, but he just getting out-coached and there's not enough motivation for them to kind of like, you know, just play like the way they played in game three. Like, I mean,
How about the players doing some of that too? I mean, the players got to motivate themselves as well. I mean, Carbs is making lineup changes. He's apparently going to bench Lars Eller, move Connor McMichael from wing to center, put Taylor Radish back in, who gave them a little spark in game 2 and 3. You know, move Beauvillier back up. I mean, he's clearly not staying status quo.
Yeah, they just need a I don't know what it is, but you know, you got to come out just firing, man. You can't get bullied 4 or 5 games straight, man. That's just pathetic, and I just hope they find a way to kind of push back and force game 6 and then, you know, take one game at a time. But if you just at home getting bullied like you did in game 1 and 2, man, well, I'm going to turn the game off right after first period.
Yeah,
man.
They might lose tonight and have their season end, but I don't think they get bullied tonight. As a matter of fact, I hope not, man. I mean, I don't think Carolina is that much better than them. I think the difference is Carolina is executing at a high level and Washington is not. I think in terms of talent, in terms of depth, in terms of roster construction, certainly there's some differences. And I'm not saying that Washington has a clearly better roster than Carolina just because they were better in the regular season. I'm not saying that. But I don't think the difference between the two teams is as stark as much of these four games have been. I think it's because Carolina has played with an urgency and a tempo and a desire and a hair on fire mentality, and Washington has played like they can't wait to hit the golf course.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. It just seemed like they just playing like a preseason game. So let's just wish them a good luck tonight, and hopefully they can find a way to, you know, push it to game six. And as far as, you know, Caleb goes, you know, I mean, the dude is a diva. You know, I've said it plenty of times, and I wish their team nothing but, you know, love and success for Chicago. They're not in our division, so I don't wish anything negative or bad about Chicago unless when we play them. But other than that, I want him to find a franchise quarterback, and he ain't it, man. He just, you know, the fact that he, you know, this story is just popping out right now, you know. I mean, this should have been popped out right after the draft maybe, but, you know, it was coming sooner or later. He's just not that guy, man. He, you know, a guy who paint his nails and all that, man, and wear pink and purse and things like that. That's just, you know, it's just a turned off, man. He is not the guy, and I think they got it wrong, and I hope he's going to find a way to try to, you know, I don't know, whatever it's going to take for him to be a successful quarterback in the league, but he's just not it, and to me, in my eyes.
Yeah, not off to a good start, and it was part of the reason why I was concerned about, you know, a potential trade up or, and again, I'll just say this, like, yeah, whatever you do to express yourself is whatever you do. I didn't love Caleb Williams coming out of USC. I thought he was sloppy. I thought he was very, cavalier.
I
thought he was sloppy and cavalier with his play at times, and I didn't think he would be able to get away with that in the NFL. Now, there were things that I saw last year that make you go, oh, okay. Well, he's certainly got something. The question now is, can he be consistent, and can he stay healthy, and can he advance, and can he grow? Well, now he's got no excuses. He's not a rookie anymore. He's got the greatest offensive mind in the history of the NFL, according to Grant Paulson. He's got weapons. He's got everything he needs. So it's time to do it. I got to go, Lou. I appreciate you. Thank you. Have a good weekend. We are off again on Friday. Ben standing in for us when we return. We will clean up a little bit, something on the Steelers-Jets, week one, and then we have a Preakness Stakes preview coming up just past 3:30 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, coming up, a Preakness Stakes preview. Coming up at Pimlico in, or just outside of Baltimore on Saturday. Boy, it's going to be weird. No Kentucky Derby winner in Sovereignty. And the final Preakness at the current Pimlico, because they're going to do a massive reconstruction project. Rebuild, basically, Pimlico after a one-year stop, at least, at Laurel Park. Kind of, you know, doing the similar thing at the Belmont at Belmont Park for the Belmont Stakes. The Belmont Stakes was not at Belmont Park on in Elmont, Long Island, where UBS Arena, where the Islanders play, and where Ovechkin set the record. That was not open last year. It is not, my understanding, not going to be ready for this year. So that's a longer project. Again, they're hoping to have Pimlico, the new Pimlico, ready in 2 years' time for the 2027 Preakness. All right, so there you have that. We will again talk to our friend Dick Girardi, who covers the Triple Crown for Bet Online, coming up in a couple of minutes. I did want to get to this. By the way, the Nationals lost today in Atlanta, so they lost 3 out of 4, so the one-game winning streak is over, and it's off to Baltimore for tomorrow night and a weekend series. So you may have seen this. I did not see this until this morning. AMAC, you know who the Steelers are playing in Week 1, correct?
Yes. The J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 Jets.
Did that surprise you that the NFL, which cares nothing about anything or anyone but making money and getting the highest ratings they can, did it surprise you that Aaron Rodgers' former team, the New York Jets, is meeting up with, in Week 1, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are most likely and almost overwhelmingly going to be, if he chooses to play, if he comes off the teepee on the side of the mountain in Afghanistan, if he chooses to play in the NFL again, he's going to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers in all likelihood. I guess he could play for the New Orleans Saints. You need a quarterback. But in all likelihood, he's met with the Steelers. He's talked to the Steelers. The Steelers have said all that stuff. Does it surprise you in any way that that would be the Week 1 matchup?
No, they're good at what they do.
They're good at what they do. But would it surprise you if the director of broadcasting, the vice president of broadcasting and scheduling, said, nope, nothing to see over here, guys. This was not done on purpose. The Steelers' national brand and body of work was the deciding factor. I mean, do you believe that horse crap? These guys are unfreaking believable. My guy Kevin Sheehan had Mike North on a couple of weeks ago. He mentioned that several times this week. I didn't hear that interview, but I'm sure it was a great interview. And Kevin alluded to certain things that Mike North said. And, you know, he largely believed him and found him, at least from what Kevin was saying, to be, you know, somebody truthful, honest, and integrity. I don't know Mike North from a hole in the wall, but come on. Are you going to literally tell me that Aaron Rodgers' pending decision had nothing to do with this? I mean...
Well, they are playing that division, though. So I don't know. I don't know if that was like, because you guys talked about it a little bit earlier with Ben, where it's like you knew your division opponents 2 years ago. You just didn't know which week. So I don't know if they were set to play that division before, like, even Aaron Rodgers was thought about leaving New York. I don't know.
But the point is, you don't have to put them in week one, right? Week one is usually like a, hey, we're going to come in with a bang. Gotcha. Week one, Steelers-Jets. You're right. They had to play them. They had to play them because it matters where you match up and, you know, all that stuff. But you have to play a division from each conference on a rotating basis every year. Like this year, the Commanders, an NFC East team, play the NFC North and the AFC West. Next year, it'll be, I think it'll be the NFC West and the AFC South, I believe. Maybe it'll be the AFC East. I can't remember. Either way, you don't get to choose that, but you do get to choose when you schedule them. And for instance, they put, now, I believe this game can be flexed, but I don't know if it's absolutely in the flex window yet. They put Steelers-Packers on Sunday Night Football for Week 8. Now, what Mike North said is, we don't know anything more than anybody else. Okay. The schedule was built for Coach Tomlin and for the Steelers. And if Aaron decides to play, it probably just makes many, if not all, the Steelers games a little more interesting. Oh, so we made the schedule for Mike Tomlin. I got it. I understand now. All right, time to take a timeout, and then we'll come back with a Preakness Stakes preview next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Oh, we were talking about the Giants season preview and schedule video, taking a gratuitous cheap shot at Jaden Daniels and his mother, while the Indianapolis Colts went maybe a one step further. They did a Microsoft video that included basically a Coast Guard ship running over Tyreek Hill, who was imitating a dolphin in the water and all sorts of stuff off of the Minecraft, the popular video game. Well, they've taken it down. They've issued an apology to both Microsoft and to Tyreek Hill for their insensitivity when it comes to that situation. Meanwhile, the Bears are now dealing with their number one overall pick from a year ago and their star quarterback apparently wanting to play for a division team and a division rival in the Minnesota Vikings, and his father saying in a new book to Seth Wickersham and ESPN that Chicago was a place that quarterbacks went to die. We talked about that earlier this hour in the show. Meanwhile, tonight, Game 5, Carolina and Washington. It is the season on the brink for the Capitals, down 3-1, face-off 6:45. Again, a couple of lineup changes expected, including Lars Eller likely to be out of the lineup. Dallas-Winnipeg after that, 9:30. The Jets facing elimination as well. One NBA playoff game. Oklahoma City looks for the kill against the Denver Nuggets at 8:30. And the Nationals lose 3 out of 4. Today in Atlanta, a 5-2 defeat. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You know what this tune is? Yeah, Enter Sandman, baby. And Sandman will enter the Preakness Stakes, the 150th running of the Preakness Stakes at 13-2 as the 7 horse on Saturday at Pimlico for the last time at the current Pimlico. And right now we have the pleasure to be joined before I'm out of here for the weekend by our friend Dick Girardi, who has covered the horse racing industry for a very long time and always is kind enough to join us on the eve of the Triple Crown races, as he does now on behalf of betonline.ag. Check out BetOnline for the most up-to-date odds and props of the 150th running of the Preakness Stakes. Dick, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. Just walked into Pimlico, hung out with Michael McCarthy, the trainer of journalism, as he schooled the horse in the paddock, getting ready for the Preakness on Saturday.
There you go. How's the track looking? How's the atmosphere on, we still have a little ways to go, but is there a palpable buzz, or is it fairly quiet? How would you describe it?
Yeah, still a little bit quiet. It'll start to get really hot tomorrow on Black Eyed Susan Day when more people will be in town, and then obviously Saturday the big day. The racetrack is, and it's still a little sloppy because of all the rain, In the area the last couple of days. Now, there's some rain in the forecast for tomorrow, Saturday less so. So the hope is maybe we could have a fast track for the Preakness, but to be determined by how much rain we get between now and 7 o'clock Saturday.
Well, and after a real sloppy running of the Derby, the last time we talked was 13 days ago, because we talked the day before the Derby. But because of my schedule, I had to do this today. We know there was a real sloppy track, and that may have cost journalism, quite honestly, a run for the roses, because got off to a little bit of a slow start.
Yeah, definitely true. Now, whether it was the racetrack or the fact that the one horse, Citizen Bull, took a right turn out of the gate and kind of stacked all those other horses up. And I just spent some time again talking with Michael McCarthy. He was hoping to be, say, like fifth coming out of the first turn. Instead, he was 10th. Instead of being like 5 or 6 lengths off the lead, he's more like 10 lengths off the lead. So, yeah, there's energy just to get in position. Maybe he needed some of that at the end when he got passed by Sovereignty. But you know what? It's nothing to do about it now. It's just if he can do better on Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I would assume you have a pretty good feel about journalism going in here, considering the time you just spent?
Yeah, I do. I thought he looked wonderful. I didn't see him in the flesh in Kentucky, but I saw him here for a horse that ran 2 weeks ago. He looked great to me. And look, his form is close to perfect. I mean, every race he's ever run has been a good one. Some have been better than others. But look, his best race will win the Preakness. The question is, are there other horses that potentially can run their best race Saturday, like Sovereignty did in the Derby? And Sovereignty had to run the best race of his life to win, and he did.
We'll get to Sovereignty in just a sec, but we played Enter Sandman from Metallica coming in. Sandman right now on Bet Online, 13-2. Clever again, 13-2. You have River Thames at 6-1. Besides, obviously, journalism, who we just talked about, and without Sovereignty, what other horse do you think could make a real strong push here?
The horse that intrigues me the most is the 8, Clever Again. You just mentioned him. I think he has enough early speed. There's a possibility that he's clear on the lead. And if he is, that's exactly how he won his 2 races at Oaklawn Park. And he looks like a horse who's on the improve. But the first 300-400 yards is going to be everything for that horse. If he's challenged and he has to go too fast too soon, then probably no. But, yeah, I think he... If you said, what's the horse that has the best chance of upsetting journalism, that's the one for me. I don't think journalism's getting beat, but if it's going to happen, it's probably Clever Again.
Dick Girardi with us from Pimlico in Baltimore as the 150th running of the Preakness Stakes comes up on Saturday evening. So, of course, without Sovereignty there, the winner of the Kentucky Derby, that's naturally a disappointment because we know then absolutely no chance at a Triple Crown. Dick, I'm trying to remember, and maybe I'm forgetting, so you tell me, has there been a horse that won the Kentucky Derby that was healthy that then did not perform in the Preakness? I don't remember one, but I'm sure I'm missing one.
Right, so it actually happened 3 years ago.
Oh,
remember,
okay.
Rich Strike?
There you go. There you go.
The Derby,
yes, yes.
They said, we don't think he can run back.
I'm sorry.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's all right. So we'll wait for the Belmont. It turned out he never won another race. It wasn't going to matter if he ran in the Preakness or anywhere
right.
else. He just wasn't that good. It was like kind of a freak victory. And it also happened in 2019 with Country House. It was disqualified at the first, but he had an injury. So there was an illness and then an injury. So I don't know that they wouldn't have run. But look, to your point, it's disappointing whenever the Derby winner doesn't come to the Preakness. And the issue, trainer Bill Mott said, is he just doesn't want to run the horse back in 2 weeks. So we'll see him in the Belmont 3 weeks from Saturday. But, yeah, it'd be great to see him here. We could have the rematch between journalism and Sovereignty. You know, maybe we'll see it in the Belmont.
Does the Preakness have to adjust to this, or is this just maybe a one-off in your eyes and there's no real need to maybe create an extra week of buffer between the Derby and the Preakness?
Yeah, I don't think it's a one-off. More and more trainers just don't want to run their horses back in 2 weeks at the top end of the game. I mean, they'll do it for a $5,000 claimer. So I think at some point, maybe when the new Pimlico comes back, I know you know this is the last Preakness
yep.
it's going to be at the old Pimlico, it's going to be torn down. They're going to rebuild it in 2027. In 2 years, they'll be here. Maybe by then, the schedule will be adjusted. I think the TV partners will have something to say with that because it's still in reality. The Preakness is not as big a deal without
yeah.
the Derby winner, and the Belmont Stakes is not as big a deal without a chance at a Triple Crown. So I think both those things are on the line. The NBC contract is up with the Preakness this year. Fox now has the Belmont. NBC is going to stay with the Derby. They have a long-term contract. So I think that'll probably flush out over the next year or two.
So besides, Dick, the TV viewership and the TV rights holders having mm-hmm. a significant say, is that decision based mostly on Pimlico doing that, or is there another governing body, if you will, that has to be incorporated into a decision like that? Because forever and ever, the Triple Crown races have been the first Saturday sure. in May, 2 weeks after
yep.
that, and then the three-week yep. break between the Preakness and the Belmont.
Yeah, I think what you're dealing with, because the sport has changed so much, and the analogy I get is that there was a time baseball didn't have a DH, right? Basketball didn't have a three-point shot. But now, because it's kind of like pitch counts in baseball, they just don't run their horses as often, except at the top of the game during this series. But there is no governing body. So it's really going to come down to a combination of the racetracks, that's Pimlico and Belmont Park, and probably the television partners. They're going to make the determination. And again, this is not nearly as valuable a property without the Derby winner. Derby isn't going anywhere, right? They're going to be on the first Saturday in May. So Pimlico's probably going to have to adjust, but they also need Belmont to adjust at the same time. Maybe 4 weeks to the Preakness, 4 weeks to the Belmont. Maybe then you get to have a better chance of having horses running all three.
Dick Girardi is with us from the Preakness in Baltimore. He's covered every Triple Crown race since 1987, so we're always happy to have him on. Courtesy of Bet Online for the most up-to-date odds and props of the 150th running of the Preakness Stakes. Make sure you check out betonline.ag. All right, so you mentioned this is the final year of the Preakness at the current Pimlico. The hope is to get it back 2 years from now. Next year will be at Laurel A. How much does... I've been to Laurel a couple of times. Nice racetrack and all that stuff. I'm sure it'll be fine. The Belmont was obviously moved last year to Saratoga, if I'm not mistaken, and again this year. How much does that matter in your eyes?
It matters to me. I mean, look, the Preakness is synonymous with Pimlico, which is why I'm thrilled. But look, this racetrack has seen better days, so I don't have a problem with them tearing it down and building a new one. I think that had to happen at some point. But yeah, it's not going to be the same, but you know that it's coming here. In 2 years, and similar to New York. So the Belmont Stakes is going to be run at Saratoga this year and almost certainly next year. So the Belmont and the Preakness should be back to their original homes in 2027. That's the plan for both events.
Wasn't the Belmont at Saratoga last year as well? Am I not remember that? Okay, so the plan is three Belmont Stakes to be run at Saratoga?
That's the plan at the moment. I mean, I think they'd love to have it back for 2027. Next year, but I just don't see that happening. I think we're looking at 2027 for both, and hopefully by then they have the TV partners are all straightened out. We have a schedule that everybody likes, and you get more good horses in all these races.
Yeah,
I mean that's really what it is. I don't particularly care if it's 2 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever it is. I just want all the best horses in these races. Right?
No, absolutely,
as competitive as possible.
And it seems like, I mean, look, if this is a problem, and again, especially this year with Sovereignty not in it, I mean, as clear as day, a horse that again, outran the field and won the Derby on a bad track, to not have him here is a problem for everything. Let me ask you this, and I don't know if you know exactly. Do you know if the plan is to be back at Pimlico, the new Pimlico, in 2 years in 2027?
Yes.
And you mentioned, obviously, the Belmont last year at Saratoga. The plan right now is, of course, this year at Saratoga, maybe next year.
Yep.
Why is it taking so much longer at Belmont versus the plan? And again, the plan right now is to be back at Pimlico. Are they doing anything dramatically different in one place versus the other?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the big difference is, one, the actual building at Belmont Park was like three or four times bigger than the building here at Pimlico.
Okay.
So just taking it down, and it was a stone built, concrete stone. I mean, very brick, very hard to take down. So that's one. Secondly, unlike here at Pimlico, where the racetrack and the turf course are going to stay as is, they dug everything up. They're doing new turf courses. They're putting in an artificial course because all of New York downstate racing is going to move to Belmont Park. Aqueduct, which is not far away, like 10 miles or so, is going to be closed. So they're retrofitting the new Belmont Park for winter racing, which they never had before. That's why it's going to take longer to rebuild Belmont Park than here at Pimlico.
Interesting. I didn't realize that. How much money does a 2-year closure at Pimlico, a 3-year closure at Belmont cost the individual, like Maryland Sports Authority or the New York Racing Authority or whatever? I mean, is it money that can ultimately be made up somehow or not, or it's just a lost cause?
Yeah, hard to know for sure. I would look at it this way. So they're racing in New York, right? I mean, they're racing at Aqueduct. It's not like they're not racing.
That's
true. They handle be better.
True.
Would the handle be better if it was at Belmont Park? Yes, for some part of the season, for sure. I don't know that there's going to be that much difference here because they don't run that many days at Pimlico anyway. The vast majority of days, like 90% of the days in Maryland, are run at Laurel anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that really won't change much. What is going to change is when the new Pimlico opens, Laurel is going to close, and all the racing and stabling is coming up here to Baltimore.
Ooh, okay. I did not realize that. Interesting. Dick Girardi, with all the information that we could ever ask for on the Thoroughbred Triple Crown, which is coming up, the Preakness, 150th running. He's live at Pimlico right now. Dick, as always, great to catch up with you. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks for the Belmont. And thank you so much. As always, have a blast this weekend.
You got it. Thanks so much. Look forward to talking to you.
Absolutely. That is the great Dick Girardi, always with us, courtesy of Bet Online, 150th edition of the Preakness Stakes. And he, again, had all. I didn't realize Laurel was closing when the new Pimlico opens up. I went to a wedding at the at Laurel. I don't know if the person wants me to say, so I won't say it, but I went to a wedding. At Laurel. It was a very beautiful racetrack. Interesting. So that is where the Preakness Stakes will be next year and possibly 2027. But then once the new Preakness opens, there you have that. For those of you in Maryland and in the horse racing business. All right, we got to take a time out. We got to wrap up shop. Last show of the week. Dumb Dumb of the Day. Straight ahead. Stay with us. All right, before we get out of here for the week, again, Penn Standing will take place tomorrow, which is a good break for you guys and, quite honestly, a much-needed break for me. I'm off to Cleveland and Canton, Ohio, to see my kids, take Natalie to a concert for her 21st birthday, and have a good time with Tyler and everything in between. All right, so let's do it. Well, let's go to the Smoking Gun, which has become one of our favorite sources for Dumb Dumb of the Day. Man, 66 years old in Georgia, arrested over the weekend for obscenity, which is weird, after police discovered him at a Lowe's home improvement store in Louisiana in a display storage shed, pleasuring himself. They got a call inside Slidell, Louisiana, that a naked man was inside one of the small sheds being offered for sale. Police examined several sheds. An officer then discovered 66-year-old James Calavas lying on his back on the floor of one unit with his pants at his ankles and an open bottle of Vaseline at his side. He was in the middle of a personal pleasure session, so says the story. He acknowledged that he had been masturbating inside the shed while watching YouTube. Who knew? He was arrested for obscenity and booked into city jail. He is a resident of a town about 60 miles away from Atlanta, Jasper, Georgia. He's got a... He's got at home, he's got a 1-acre property with a small storage shed. So I think we know what's going on in there. Now, don't we, boys and girls? Listen, you do what you got to do. You do what you got to do. Can we try not to do it at a Lowe's home improvement store in a storage shed? One that's on display in the middle of the store. Can we please find a better place to do it other than there? Please, not asking for much. You know what? That's a good point. Came with the Vaseline. Good for him. Good for him. That's the end of the show. I can't do any more damage this week. I know some of you hate me. Get over yourselves. Relax. It's just a strong opinion. For God's sakes, get a hold of yourself. We'll do it again next week. I'm back. Actually, I'm gone Monday, too. I forgot about that. Ben Standing in for me tomorrow. I'll see you on Tuesday. Back at it again on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Thanks to AMAC. Thanks to Dick Girardi. And thanks to you for joining us. Greg Hoffman next.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.